On today's episode, we share our experiences celebrating the holiday season at Universal Orlando. This is episode 26 of the Capture the Magic Universal podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Jamie Lee, and I'm joined by my husband, Jared Lee. How are you, Jared?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. Well, I do have a question for you.
Right off the bat?
Okay. Right off the bat. So we just got back from our Universal trip yesterday, so everything's fresh in our mind.
Yes.
But I wanted to ask you, how happy are you that our daughter is apparently just like a thrill seeker now and wants to ride everything?
it's a lot more fun. I mean, the biggest complaint we've ever had about Universal in general is for little kids, there's not as much stuff to do. But yeah, this trip, she just all of a sudden, like, something switched, and she, let's see, she rode, she's always afraid to ride Flight of the Hippogriff.
Yeah.
Which is the kiddie coaster over in Hogwarts, which I don't know why. I think she just freaked herself out about it because it just seemed taller, I think. So she,
I think that was it.
So she finally wanted to ride that. She rode that, and we rode it, I don't know,
five times?
Five times of the morning, because we had early access to the hotel, and we had Express Pass with it, so we were able to just do that. So, and then she even rode Gringotts.
The Escape to Gringotts,
and
absolutely
loved that one. So, yeah, she's all
which
in
I was
ride.
Surprised about. I thought she was going to be scared, but she was brave. She was getting brave.
Yeah, she's it's fun at that age. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she even baby Thor wrote some stuff because he's huge, and he wasn't so thrilled.
No, because he's two, but he's giant.
He didn't get upset. Like, he wrote Flight of the Hippogriff, and so you guys were behind us, and I kept looking back at him. He never cried, but he was. I don't think he was thrilled.
No, he got off real fast. Like, whenever he was like, I'm done.
And then we rode the Woody Woodpecker one, and that was kind of the same reaction.
Yeah.
Although I think the blowover was we went to go get on the train between Hogwarts and
Hogsmeade.
Yeah, Hogsmeade. Yeah.
Diagon Alley. Yeah.
And he was not happy with getting on there. So I think he equated line to something else he didn't want to do.
Right. So we're going to take a break from
he might get a little break. But it's fun with her. She's riding all sorts of stuff. So.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
I do like it. Well, we are going to talk about more about our trip from Universal this past weekend because we got to do all of the holiday stuff.
We did. We're not about the hotel today, are we?
No, hotel will be next month.
Yeah.
Next month.
We will review that. But spoiler a little bit, we got a nice little upgrade there.
We did. And again, we will talk about that next episode.
That's what I like to call a teaser.
Oh, it's a tease. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about the holidays at Universal for this episode. But before we get to that, we want to mention some housekeeping. So, of course, we've got the Capture the Magic main podcast, which is every Thursday with Jared and I. We have Trip Tales, that is my little trip report show that I release twice a month, and that's where I have a guest on every episode to talk about their Disney and or Universal trip, and we go over everything. And it's really fun. And if you want to be a guest on a future Trip Tales episode, you can go to ctmtriptales.com and fill out the little form and tell me about your trip. And I do have everybody scheduled for the end of the year. So 2022, I'm looking at you. Then we also, don't forget to, you can go to ctmvip.com to check out our Club 32 exclusive club that we have. You can get exclusive podcasts like Distory from Club 32, which is our past, present, and future of a specific topic podcast, if you will. What was the last one I did?
We did on
Pandora.
Animal Kingdom.
That's it. Yep. So that was the last one we did, and we do that monthly. And that is on the private podcast feed, which has the specific podcast shows for Club 32, as well as I don't know. You put like music loops and stuff on there, which I really like.
There's Disney music loops. I'll put the speakeasies on there, which are part of Club 32.
Those are live streams. Mm-hmm.
Which are once a month where I just go live in the back porch.
Yep.
The live streams for the cooking are in the Facebook group. Those aren't on the on the podcast feed. But everything else but the live streams, for mm-hmm. the most part, are on that podcast feed.
Speaking of live streams, we do live streams from the parks, so you can see us in action on the live streams. You also get merchandise discounts, early merchandise releases, early released episodes like Trip Tales. You get those a week before everybody else. And it's just a really cool club, and we would love for you to join. CTMVIP.com. And
you also get candle discounts.
We do have candle discounts. I was going to mention we've got some candles that we've released, and if you want to check out more about those, 1901candleco.com is where you can find out more. And 11 cents. We have 11 cents of those.
Yes, 11 smells, I 11 guess you smells. Could say. The scents make me feel like it's dollar amounts. And then yeah, I get
11 cents.
11 smells.
11 smells.
Yeah.
Flavors, whatever.
Smell flavors. Yes.
So those are available on the website. And then also don't forget to check out our shirts, ctmshirts.com. And we have some new holiday designs out, like the Happy Merry Holly Jolly. If you're watching this, Jared is wearing the design right now. And that's from the Frozen Olaf's Frozen Adventure short. That's where we got that. As well as the Mando Christmas. And this is the sleigh from last year. And then Wish Every Day Was Christmas at Disney from 2 years ago. So we've got a big conglomeration of Christmas shirts available. So you can check those out, as well as the other merchandise, ctmshirts.com. Also, we want to mention our wonderful sponsor, Zippity-Doo-Dah Travel.
Yep, you're looking to go to Disney or Universal for Christmas or any other time of the year. You can head over to travelwithzip.com, and there's a form there you can fill out. Whatever you know about your trip, dates, whatever details you have, just put it in that form. And they will get you hooked up with an agent and basically help you plan your trip. And the best part is, first off, it's really, the agents are great. They're very knowledgeable. They're just awesome. They work with you really well. But it's also no cost to you. So it's basically like a free travel assistant that makes your trip easier and better and probably saves you a lot of money and time. And to top it off, if you go to travelzip.com and book at least a 3-night package, we will throw in some goodies as well. So we'll give you a free t-shirt. You'll get $10 in shop credit, and then Zip will also leave a gift for you at your hotel. So again, go to travelzip.com and go check them out. And we've had people ask, if you have an existing trip you would like to switch over, you can do that. But just contact them through that form as well, because there's details that go into that. I don't know all about it, but I know that you can do that. So again, go to travelzip.com.
Very good. Thank you. All right, let's get to talking about Christmas at Universal. So we stayed two nights, and our goal was just to basically do as much as we could involving the holidays there. So let's talk about, first up, let's talk about the Christmas decor, the holiday decor. Seuss Landing, that was a big one. What kind of decoration did they have there?
Throughout most of the park, that, you know, wreaths and lights. Seuss Landing obviously had the Grinch stuff in there.
The silver candy canes, yeah, and everything.
The characters were, you know, the Santa hats and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, Seuss Landing isn't huge, but what was in there had a lot of Christmas, a lot of wreaths.
I feel like they do it really well at Seuss Landing.
They do. Well, honestly, if you really think about it, so at Disney, I mean, they dress up Main Street.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it. Whereas Universal, the whole park has stuff. And really, that's the thing. And we were there last year, but obviously last year was just weird. It was very not as, you know, some stuff was there, some stuff wasn't. It was just kind of, you know, it was 2020. It was right, an off thing.
Yeah.
But I was really impressed with how much Christmas stuff at both parks was throughout the entire park.
Yeah. I mean, Seuss Landing, Hogsmeade,
yes,
you know, it has a lot of the white lights, you know. Hogsmeade already looks Christmassy to begin with.
Honestly, Hogsmeade was beautiful.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah, a ton. I mean, it wasn't over Christmas.
Right.
It didn't have, it had the white lights. It already has all the snow looking there.
Right.
But it had some, you know, like very
like garland accents here and there. Yeah, but at least
that were very what you would say, and obviously it is because it's Harry Potter, was like what you would assume you would find in that universe, that Harry Potter world.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it was very like not, it wasn't like extravagant. It was very like basic, but it fit.
Yeah. And while we were visiting Hogsmeade, we did get to experience the holiday overlay of the castle projection show.
Yeah.
Which is, it's just like mostly the beginning, I think. But it's only a 5-minute show that kind of loops every 15 or 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never seen it before.
I hadn't either. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I thought nice.
The projection technology is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what, you know. I don't know if Disney's is better or theirs is better, but I thought it was entertaining. It was good. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really was pretty because they keep that projection on the castle even in between shows. They kind of have a little bit of snow on it and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Yeah, it looked great. It was entertaining and had some had a little bit of fireworks in there with it.
A little bit. Yeah. I liked it. It was nice as well. And then, you know, we're gonna hop over because, and I'll say this, we're hopping over because Jurassic Park, Skull Island, and the Toon Lagoon has a little bit, but Superhero Island, like those areas, really didn't have much Christmas.
Well, dinosaurs don't really like Christmas. And King Kong has always been kind of a downer on that end.
Okay.
He tends to tear the tree down a lot. And it's just, yeah.
Fair enough.
It's a whole thing.
What I'm saying is it was mostly in Sue's Landing and Hogsmeade and like as you enter like Port of Entry. Those are the main parts in like Islands of Adventure. So if you're looking for decor, go to the right when you enter. Don't go to the left.
Islands, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But over at the Universal Studios side, I guess we could talk about the tree in New York.
Yeah.
What did you think of the tree?
It's huge.
Giant.
It's the same tree they use every year. Although I think last year it had more stuff on it than it did this year. I was looking at some pictures and it looked a little bit more bare this year.
So I think it's because of all the lights and the little bit of like the show on it.
Yeah, it could be.
I think they did less ornaments because of that.
It's possible. I mean, it's still really pretty. Like,
it's beautiful.
That whole area is, you know, so they do have stuff at Islands. I would say the studio side is probably more Christmas throughout the whole place.
More so.
Yeah. But yeah, it was, I liked the tree. It was huge and it was good.
In the New York area, I would say between New York and Beverly Hills, I think those two areas did really well with the decor, the garlands, and like mm-hmm. like in Beverly Hills, the street lights have Santa hats.
Yes.
Over their lights, which is really cute.
Yeah.
But each of the like storefronts in New York and the stoops and everything has like different colored lights. It looks like the residents decorated it, if that makes sense.
It does not.
It doesn't? Oh, well, okay.
No, but that's pretty clear. Yeah.
All right. And so I like that. And I like Beverly Hills. And of course, like as you're entering the Universal Studios side, you see that as well. And then obviously Diagon Alley.
Mm-hmm.
They decorated outside in the London area, King's Cross, all the trees, the facade outside. And then obviously as you enter Diagon Alley, I got to say, I can't decide if I like the decor better in Diagon Alley or Hogsmeade. Like, I can't decide.
For me, I probably like Hogsmeade a bit more because it's got the snow. The type of lights and the you know garland stuff they use is pretty similar in both. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Both are really pretty, but probably Hogsmeade is a little bit more Christmassy, at least to me.
Okay. I mean, okay.
Diagon Alley, you do have a giant dragon that shoots.
I mean, fire. Enough. Fair enough.
I don't know how much Christmas that screams, but
unless it's spewing out snow.
They should have put like the sleigh attached to the dragon or something. And then,
that would be funny.
Yeah,
that would be funny.
But I mean, yeah, both are really, you know, especially at night. Like when we were there, I don't think I'd ever been in either part of the parks at night, at least for a long time.
So I don't think I had never been at. I can't remember. Were we there like in 2015?
It's
we
possible, but I don't even think.
Not at Christmas.
And I don't think we would have been too because our daughter was with us one of the times we went. I don't know. I don't recall ever being there at night. So that was kind of cool to see it at night, plus having the Christmas lights and all that stuff
like
that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, beautiful, 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 beautiful. All right, so that's mostly the decor talk we'll talk about. Food and drinks. We really don't have much to say about food and drinks because we didn't get any except for one thing. And we can talk about that when we get to it, but we didn't do that because of our situation with the hotel and because we were upgraded and we kind of used that to our advantage. But again, we'll talk about that next episode, but I'm going to move on.
Okay. You're not going to mention why?
Well, we got upgraded to club level.
We did, which is nice, but yeah.
Yeah, and so we had a lot of food and drinks there, so that's kind of why. But we really don't have a lot of food and drinks anyway when we're at the park, so we're just going the whole time.
Well, there was some stuff, there were some booths, but like we were trying to do stuff like for the parade and everything like that, and so it was really one of those things. And plus the park's closed at 7.
Right.
So we didn't it was one of those things where we were just trying to figure like, okay, let's do this, you know, and then our daughter wanted to ride rides. So we kind of, food just kind of got cut because we knew we could go back to the room and get stuff. And, you know, we did have, what was the thing we had? We had a Holiday Puff over there.
Yeah.
And what's called the Mistletoe Pines.
I guess we can talk about Mistletoe Pines right now then.
Yeah. It's over at City Walk. So it's like the little, I would call it a pop-up sort of Christmas village they stuck in there.
Yeah, like it has all themed in this little area. Like, but it's like the area right in front of the Universal store at City Walk. I mean, it was themed cute, and it had like a sweets booth. It had like a festive flavors booth. Had one with caricatures and ornaments. It had one for alcohol. Like, it was small.
There was a lot of stuff for, there's at least, and there was a lot of the drinking booths were there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was small. It was cute. I mean, it was one of those things where it's cool to see, but it's not big by any means.
Like, there's two entrances on each side. They had archways built that they had Mistletoe Pines on it. The giant wall that said greetings from Mistletoe Pines.
Yeah.
So like it's a good area for like, for Instagram, if you will. And you're like, ooh, these treats look great. But we got the, what did we get? I forgot. Santa Puff thing.
It's
cookie butter.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be this little pastry thing that had cookie butter as a filling inside of it. And was not very good. I love cookie butter. I mean, the cookie butter part was okay.
But it was like a cream. It was like cookie cream.
The weird part was the outer side, which was supposed to be like a spongy type thing, it was chewy, and none of it, like, you couldn't really cut it with a fork. It was kind of an odd texture. I don't really know what happened. But, you know, this is one thing when I say, talk about Universal, outside of the Harry Potter lands with the food, it's kind of hit and miss. I mean, I'm sure we'll do Mardi Gras again this year. And some of that food was okay, but for the most part, it's not at the quality that you get at Disney.
I agree.
Especially the treats. Say what you will about the Disney treats, at least for the most part, like, I guess at its base level, they just chalk them full of sugar. So at the very least, they're sweet that way. But we had that one, and then, you know, just with the club level, and if we just weren't really, I don't know. At least at this point, there's nothing that really stuck out to me. It's like, oh man, we need to try that sort of thing. So part of the problem was there's just so much to do and cover, and the parks were closing so early that we kind of just, food kind of got the axe there.
Exactly. All right, well, let's talk about the Macy's Holiday Parade. I was thinking about this, and I think this is the first time I've watched the parade since the 90s.
I'm not a huge parade person, I will say. I've casually seen parades on TV. I can't say I've ever sat down and watched a full parade from start to finish outside of being at a theme park. So this would probably be the first one I saw from beginning to end.
Right.
So I know at Universal it is, for sure.
Well, I was just trying to rack my brain to think like how many times we went to Universal during the holidays, because it was mostly a Disney thing, like, at least for my family.
I don't think we've – I mean, I know.
I just can't remember.
I don't recall ever being at Universal outside of last year during Christmas time. So
it was almost like watching it with fresh eyes, which is kind of nice. You know, it had like DreamWorks characters. It had Shrek and Madagascar characters and Illuminations. It had Minions.
It had a lot of Minions. Minions, there was a giant Bob, which I enjoyed.
Our daughter liked as well. But they're known for the balloons. Obviously, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has the balloons that float or whatever. Yeah. They were having some trouble with those balloons.
Well, it was a little windy.
It was windy.
I mean, they weren't having that much trouble.
Well, they were trying to like keep it straight and like steady, and they were having a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, they were rather low to the ground. Mm-hmm. I think probably because of the wind. But
yeah,
I mean, I thought the parade it had confetti. They had some fake snow. I
like that part.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty. I thought the timing it was okay on time. It wasn't too long. It wasn't too short.
They kind of went really slow. And I think that was because of the balloons.
Probably. Mm-hmm. It had Santa at the end. You know, it's one of those things. It was a pretty parade. It was enjoyable. Mm-hmm. But I would say the weakness of it really comes down to, and it's really the weakness we've talked about with Universal, is they just lack IPs that they could use for like a Christmas parade like that. You know, Madagascar is an older franchise. Minions is relevant. I mean, Minions is like the biggest one probably they have.
I mean, they could put Trolls in.
I was surprised they didn't have Trolls, to be honest, because I know our daughter was asking if there would be Trolls.
They had like a toy section. It wasn't Toy Story, obviously, but it was just toys like blocks and...
Yeah. You know, and that's just one of those things where it's just their lack of IPs in that department kind of... You know, because obviously Disney, if they do, they can throw in a ton of stuff into a Christmas parade, and Disney's very IP heavy now, so they can just do that. But no, I thought the parade was good. It was, as parades go, I thought it was very enjoyable.
So also too, you know, we stood kind of in front of the tree in New York because it's really pretty with the tree in the background as the parade's going by, and you kind of like being in the New York section, but. I wanted to get there fairly early to get a spot. We got it right in front of the mummy entrance right there. Mm-hmm. And I want to get there early because that was the first night that we watched it. That was the first night of the Orlando Informer meetup. And if you attend that event, you can get in as early as 5:00. And that night, the parade was at 5:30. So I was like, we're going to have a really busy parade, like people watching. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get my spot before 5:00. And I was glad I did because, I mean, it was a good spot, but we did have a lot of people kind of join us closer to the parade start. And there is a section, I didn't know this until I saw it. There's a section for annual pass holders that's roped off. I guess it's just if you want to go in there. That didn't see any signage that it was like restricted to this particular particular like pass or whatever in front of Mel's Diner.
Yeah, the spot there I didn't think was very good, though.
It's all right. I mean, I guess if you didn't want to wait and you just wanted to sit in there,
yeah,
that's fine. But anyway, so we're stood by New York, and again, the parade started about 5:30. And when the parade started, it was light outside, and when it ended, it was fully dark, which is funny.
It gets dark early now.
Yeah. Well, they had to do it early because the park closes so early, and then they have that cinematic spectacular...
Right.
Show off over the water at 7:00, so it's kind of like jammed in there. And something else to mention, it was really cute. The street performers, the team members that were performing like dancing on the street, they kept coming up to our daughter who was wearing this beautiful red sparkly dress. I got it from Target. She was just wearing the dress, and they kept commenting on how beautiful her dress looked, and she ate it up.
She kind of likes attention a little bit. Well, so it's kind of the whole day. So before, and well, it's a good segue here, we'll talk about the Grinch meet and greet that we did. But going over to that, I think you had to change Baby Thor's diaper or something like that. So her and I walked over there and got a spot in line early. And we were probably like, I don't know, 3 parties deep. We were one of the first people to get in line. And like the minute we get in the line, there was some of the, they do those Whoville singers. There's like 4 of them. And they all immediately in unison were like, oh my goodness. And they just start talking to her and commenting on her dress. And I mean, they probably interacted and talked to her for probably 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was really cute. And at the end, they were like, can we get a picture with her? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So they were really nice. And like all the team members were great. But she got a kick out of that because they were singing a song. And then I can't remember if they asked her to choose the song. I can't remember what it was, but it was really cute. And then those same people, I'm pretty sure, were in the Grinch musical thing.
Yeah, the Whoville residents kind of walk around Seuss Landing, which I love.
Yeah.
they interact with the cast, with the guests a lot more than I would say Disney does in that respect. Like, they just kind of wander around.
Oh, yeah.
They talk to you, and then there's that rope where you're talking about, where in line for Grinch, is that all the books you can read?
Yeah.
There's a little section that's sectioned off for, like, when they do performances, like the Cat in the Hat. And thing one and thing two come out.
Story time thing or
something.
Story
time is over there. All that stuff. So that's kind of where they were. But they were so nice.
They were. Yeah.
They were so nice. Well, speaking of waiting in line for the Grinch meet and greet, how did we like that?
It was pretty quick. It was kind of painful. I mean, it was quicker than last year. Last year, you had a reservation for it.
Right.
And this year, yeah, you just got in line. And, I mean, I think we waited 20 minutes maybe.
Once we got in line, it was 20. Like, after getting in line, it was 20. But, like, once the line started moving, it was, like, 5 or 10.
Yeah, it wasn't very long. Mm-mm, now, granted, I think last year he did take more time with each party.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure, because I remember there was a little bit more. Like, they definitely moved you through a bit quicker. Because last time it was... Because last year, the Grinch took a picture of you because of social distancing and stuff like that. So this one, you kind of came in and he did a little bit Grinch thing that they would take pictures, and that was kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was good. I mean, it was the makeup and everything was just like the Jim Carrey movie.
Yeah.
Quality wise. But our son did not, he did not care for the Grinch too much.
That was funny, actually. Because the Grinch just kind of stared at him like, what's wrong with this one?
He's like, why is he crying? And then that made him upset. Well, he was kind of loud, and our son doesn't really like super loud noises, so I think that was part of it. But he was
terrified.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's very Grinch.
Oh yeah, and he. Yeah. I mean, he played the part perfectly, and just like last year. I mean, they get good team members for those roles, and you do get a picture that you can buy through Universal. They also take pictures with your phone, so
they will do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So the one that they took with our phone turned out really well.
Well, and it's inconsistent on that. So there, they would take your phone and take a picture. And there's a couple of times they do that. But I was over, Optimus Prime was out taking pictures, and I asked the team, because it's just, you know, myself and our daughter, and I was like, hey, can somebody take a picture of us? And the guy was like, oh no, we can't. But you can take like a selfie or something. So like. It was just very inconsistent on different places. So
maybe they haven't been updated.
It could be. That was the only place where they were like they wouldn't do it.
Interesting.
But which I do wish as an AP holder that they would include, well, kind of how Disney used to, but were like the picture stuff's included. Because I believe each picture is like $24 to get, if not more.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Which, if you know, even if they just added an add-on option for an AP to be able to do that stuff, would be kind of nice.
For APs, yeah. I mean, you can buy the photo package thing, but I don't know. It's expensive.
I mean,
they don't.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have photographers out like Disney does. I mean, they have some when you walk in.
Some.
But they don't have photographers there taking pictures in front of like what you would call like Kodak spots in the past and stuff like that.
Now, I will say, even though you can't touch the Grinch, you can get fairly close to him.
Yeah, the only thing in the picture was between us or the parties and him was like that sign that you would lean on.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'd say like 3 feet away, maybe.
Yeah.
Not even that. Yeah. So, I mean, they're a little bit less restrictive with social distancing rules and stuff at Universal. So that's just something to think about with greeting.
Yeah, and in Universal now. Too, face masks indoors are not required like they are at Disney. So.
Right, and not even the performers have to wear them now.
No.
So the day we met the Grinch was the first day he was going maskless.
Okay.
The day before he had a red mask, mask on. So it's a little bit different now. And same thing with the Grinchmas Holiday Spectacular. I think it was optional for performers.
There was one or two. I saw one performer that had a mask on.
Everybody else didn't. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Grinchmas Holiday Spectacular then. What'd you think of this 30-minute musical, Jared?
Well, if you've listened to the show for long, musicals are not my jam. As musicals go, it was good. I mean, I know the story of the Grinch. Like, it's, you know, nothing's new there. But no, I mean, it was a good show. Like,
yeah, they took movies, or sorry, they took the songs from the Jim Carrey movie. and took songs from some of the newer movies and like new arrangements.
Yeah.
And put it into this musical format. But again, it's the same story. Lots of singing. The lady that was Martha May had a beautiful voice.
She did. She was some great. Of the people didn't have the. This goes from me. I have a terrible singing voice, but some of the people, I don't know, like they weren't the best singing voices I've ever heard. But the one that played Martha May was very good. The guy that played the Grinch, which I don't believe was the same guy that was in the meet and greet. I don't know that.
How dare you?
Well, I'm
no,
just saying.
No, it's not. No, it wasn't.
Both whoever they are getting to play the Grinches are very good.
Mm-hmm. They're very good
because. Yeah, I thought the Grinch part was really good.
And the gentleman narrating the musical and the duet he did, the You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, that one, that was good. That was a good performance as well.
He had a very deep voice.
Very deep voice. But they sung, they danced. They sung, they sang, they danced.
They sang and they danced.
There was an actual real dog on stage, which I liked.
He barked randomly. I don't know if that was on purpose or not.
I don't think so.
The dog kind of would... He barked a few times. You're like, okay. But
it was wonderful. And it's in the old Blue Man Group stage, which is the old Nickelodeon stage.
Yes.
It's a lot of old stuff.
I bet you they used to have Double Dare in there all the time.
I bet you they did.
Who was the host of that again?
I don't remember his name.
Tom something, I think. I don't know. I remember him.
I don't have any idea. But you go... So if you do want to do this show where you go to do the Holiday Spectacular is you go through like there's an over what's that called like a it's a like a second like see-through entrance to get between the parks. You know what I'm talking about? Like there's gates right by
it's like a backstage area.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Yeah. So you walk through this backstage area.
You say a see-through area?
I didn't mean see-through. I don't know why I said see-through. It's not see-through.
I don't recall
there are gates and you cannot see through.
I don't recall going through a stargate to get back there,
I misspoke, sir.
Step through this portal and you will know. No, it's a little bit of a walk. You walk actually behind Hard Rock Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's you know, you get in line right next to the One Fish, Two Fish ride right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk for a bit.
Yep. It's a little bit of a walk. And it backs up right by Rip Red Rocket and Despicable Me.
So technically where you end up, which is such how close the parks are, is like you're basically like at City Walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk back into
Overflow entrance. That was the overflow.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. They use that as an overflow between like parks whenever the park's really busy. I couldn't think of the word.
Oh,
that's
I've never seen it been used, but okay.
Yeah, they did it a little bit ago. But yeah, so anyway, it is quite a bit of a walk. So,
but solid show. Yeah.
Great show. 30 minutes is how long it is. So just it's not quick, but it's enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
I would see it again. Our kids liked it.
Yeah, they were entertained the whole time. Yeah.
Even though Baby Thor wanted to leave because he was just done. He was just done with everything. He did watch it. So
well, it had good. Movement and sound.
He did. So let's go back over to Universal Studios side. And we're going to talk about the tribute store. So it's a holiday tribute store. What did you think of this?
The tribute stores are always really well done for whatever they theme them for. So it was really pretty. It was, you know, each room in there. If you've never been in there, it's a store that they basically theme each section of the store to different parts of whatever. So if it's like Mardi Gras, it's all Mardi Gras based. When it's Halloween, it's a bunch of Halloween stuff. So obviously this one's all Christmas. And
yeah, the first one was Santa.
Yeah.
The second one was like Earl the Squirrel.
Yeah.
He had his own room and reindeer.
Well, remember you found Earl the Squirrel in the tree.
Oh, I forgot to mention that. Yeah. There is a little squirrel that goes in and out of the tree. If you might miss him if you're not looking at the right time, but he pops him in and out and he's holding some lights in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in the tree out in New York. Sorry. Anyway, so there's the Santa room, there's Earl the Squirrel and the reindeer room, I guess. There's the Grinch room, and then you go into the Harry Potter room, and that one was my favorite.
That one was really good.
It was white and blue, and it was snowing behind the cash registers, and there was like icicles everywhere. Oh, it was so pretty. I loved it. I wish I could go back.
When
and
they were
see
playing
it.
Harry Potter music in there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. So again, you can. It's like the best themed store ever. really.
It really is. And there's food. They always have food in there. So there was like, yeah. And there's a part in there where they had a lot of, you could get, usually it's sweets and they have some drinks you can get, something like that. So
we didn't really look at those much.
No. Well, we kind of went into this. Technically, the park was closed.
Oh, yeah. It was closed.
When we, so at this point, it was after 7, but we still went in to look around. So like I said, we were a lot of a time crunch because there was so much stuff to check out and the park closing so early. Yeah, so.
But my beef with all other stores is, why can't other stores be as well themed as this?
I don't know.
I would enjoy going into a store. I want an entire Back to the Future themed store. Come on, Universal. Let's get it together.
I this is going to burst your bubble a little bit. Mm-hmm. I will say the only way you're going to get more Back to the Future stuff is one way and one way only, and you're not going to like
it. I do not want a remake. I do not want a remake.
That's the only way it's going to happen.
Okay, it's fine.
Because at that point, if they did a remake, they not only would push the new stuff, and then they would push the retro stuff. So the question you have to ask yourself is, would you be willing to put up with a remake of your favorite movie to have more Back to the Future in the parks?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, nope. I knew that would be your answer,
well, there
but
you
I'm
go.
Just letting you know, I think that's the only way it's probably going to happen.
Okay, it's fine.
As upsetting as that is. I, too, wish there was more Back to the Future, but.
Well, one can dream, right? I did go into the Legacy store, and I found the Back to the Future section. I got happy, so.
Do they have much stuff in there?
No, it's not a lot. I mean, they have stuff like Back to the Future and, like, Jaws and E.T. and all that. So.
One day I'm going to get you a DeLorean.
Thank you.
Although you probably won't drive it.
I most definitely
well, they're not,
would
they're
drive
not, they're
it.
Not the most reliable vehicles. I don't know if it'd fit your...
Yeah, but I would love a DeLorean.
I don't know how I would go getting the kids in and out of it, but...
Well, that's something that the kids are going to have to deal with, man. Anyway, moving on. So I wanted to make it a point to find all of the trees that were on the holiday tree hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like the Disney Springs tree stroll, where all of the trees are just kind of spread out throughout Disney Springs, and you have like a map, and you can just mark the ones you get. And this one, the map was all spread out all through all two parks and City Walk as well. So you kind of had to traipse the entire blueprint of the parks,
yes,
to see them all. But you get a stamp, and then at the end you turn it in. And, well, you don't have to turn it in, but they stamp it, and they give you an ornament. And there's two options. You can have, like, a snowflake ornament, or the one they had last year, which is circular and just says Universal Orlando Resort. But I liked it.
Very nice.
And 15 trees that you
I know we found a few. Which ornament did you end up getting? I didn't go with you.
The snowflake.
Oh, okay.
Got the snowflake. And it says Holiday Hunt on the back. So.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't turn that in when I was not with you. So.
That's true. And you don't have to stamp the little thing. You can just get the ornament.
How dare you.
They'll just give it to you.
But you won't get the sense of accomplishment.
That's true. But I got pictures of all the trees. And
you'll look at that ornament every year and go, I'm a fraud. I didn't find all the trees. And then eventually, by the fifth Christmas, it will finally eat at you. And it'll probably ruin Christmas for you, to be quite honest.
Oh, my goodness.
That'd be my guess.
I will say my favorite tree.
You just blew right past
that. I blew right past
it. Just telling people right now, they will ruin Christmas if they do not complete it. And
okay,
you just accept it and go on.
I'm not going to accept that. I'm moving on from your comments, sir.
Better always complete that Christmas tree trail.
Okay.
Or Christmas will be ruined.
That's true. No, my favorite tree, oddly enough, was the like Universal Monster tree that was in the Five and Dime on Beverly Hills. I don't think you didn't see that one. It was like Frankenstein. It was like really ghoulish looking. It was scary.
I like the superhero one. The Marvel one was cool.
That was really cool.
And speaking of, I finally got my picture taken with Cap.
You did.
Well, Cap and Cyclops, but yeah. Cyclops is okay,
and with the kids too, and myself, we were all in the picture.
You remind me, you're like, you should think about yourself, but it was fine. The Captain America was he was rather tall.
Mm-hmm.
he was a little, the guy playing him, he was a good cap. He's a little older than I expected a Captain America to be, I will say. He made a joke. He asked where we were from, and I said St. Augustine. He goes, oh, that's one place that is older than me. And I'm like, you know your stuff, Cap. Like you, but yeah. No, that was good. He had his shield and everything.
That was good.
Yeah, I didn't see, I would want to get one like Wolverine, but I didn't see Wolverine out. But
not when we were there, no.
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
But
it was, you could stand right next, I mean, they were back a little bit from you. Like, technically it was social distanced, but like they were right there.
They was basically just don't touch them is what it is now.
Yeah, basically if you go near, they're like, don't touch me. But
right.
They would just yell at you a bit. I mean, what I'm saying too, like it wasn't like it was 6 feet. It was like.
Not 6 feet at all. Like, no way.
Maybe 2 feet. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, Cap did say we had a beautiful family.
Oh, thanks, Cap. Thank you.
I was like, you know what, Cap? Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice. It'll make up for you not being, you know, the Captain America from the MCU, but it's fine. Mm. Yeah.
True that. Last thing I wanted to mention was I did stop by the annual passenger lounge that's on Beverly Hills and grabbed the Christmas magnet.
I got one, too.
And Jared got one. It has a little Santa on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's a good magnet.
It's free for annual passes.
You know what? It'll hold stuff on metal.
It will.
It'll do what a magnet's
going
supposed
on
to
our
do.
Fridge. Yep.
Yeah.
That's true. Is there anything I missed about Christmassy stuff that we want to mention?
I don't think so. I mean, there obviously were those holiday booths that were set up that we didn't do anything on.
Yeah, we didn't really partake.
But again, it was like we just had to make choices, really. Mm-hmm. You know, I would have probably tried, so on the Mistletoe Pines area, they had that, like, a lot of eggnog-based alcoholic drinks. But first off, it's not really complicated. It was like eggnog with, like, bourbon or eggnog with something else, which is not, you know, it's not, like, hard to make. But they were like $15, $14.50, mm-hmm. I think. And I was just sort of like, oh, I could do that on my own. And it's very, like, nothing seemed like, oh, I had to try that. It wasn't like eggnog with bourbon and something else that made it sort of like, oh, that sounds really cool. It was just eggnog and bourbon. I'm like, well, I can have that whenever I want. So I don't, you know, they're doing more stuff and I like it. I do wish they would sort of step up a little bit on the food side, which, you know, hopefully they do in the next few years, but that would probably go a long ways in helping it to, you know, maybe compete a little bit more with what Disney offers and things like that.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you one last question before we close out here.
Okay.
So out of all of the Christmas things that you can do at Universal, what was your favorite that we did over the weekend,
like specific to Christmas?
Yeah, like what is the one thing that are just like, man, they do it so well, or that was a lot of fun, or
the Grinch meet and greet's good. I you know, that's something that we've done 2 years straight. I'd say that's, you know, over there in Seuss, they do Christmas really well. I mean, the parade was cool. I'd say the Grinch meet and greet and the parade I thought were really strong points. What about you?
I was going to say the meet and greet as well. Like, yeah. I feel like if Grinch is, if you're interested in doing that, you have to do the meet and greet. Like, it's one of the best ones I've ever done.
Yeah. And luckily, like, our daughter is actually into the Grinch. She's more into.
Oh, they're both into the Grinch,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, like, they've gotten into the cartoon one that came out a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I think the Grinch is probably the strongest meet and greet they have.
Mm-hmm. I really like it. I mean, it's yeah, it's unique and it's funny and it's fun.
It is funny, and the people that play, again, like, I can't stress enough, the makeup for it is movie quality. Like, it really is. They do, and this is 2 years straight on this. I mean, for instance, the Grinch at the meet and greet and the Grinch in the musical thing, mm-hmm. was the exact same quality makeup.
It's probably prosthetic they put on.
Oh,
but,
sure.
But I'm sure it takes a lot to make them look like that. So
I mean, it didn't look like. You know, obviously, you know, it's a guy in there, but it didn't look like, oh, a guy with face paint on just standing. Like, it was very, like, looked like the Grinch from the movie.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd say the meet and greet for me. I did like the show. I know you didn't like it as much as I did.
I enjoyed the show. I thought it was good. Again, it just that type of show is not my favorite type of show, but for what it was good.
And Christmassy Harry Potter. I mean, it's hard to beat, man. It's hard to beat.
Well, yeah. I mean,
we did get butterbeer, by the way.
Right. Well, and they don't have any, I don't believe they had any Christmassy drinks in Harry Potter's area.
I didn't look. I didn't look.
I think all they really do, they have the the castle show, which I enjoyed that for what it was. Mm-hmm. And they put up like sort of the wreaths and the lights a little bit, but they don't really do much else than that, which is still cool, but it's not, I don't believe they have any like specific food or drink offerings that I remember, that I recall, but I could be wrong.
I would have to look, but it's not something that we did. So.
No.
So. But anyway, all right. Final thoughts about holidays at Universal.
I enjoy it. I do. It's like we say with Universal versus Disney, which a lot of people have that comparison, obviously. Once you experience Universal and you accept it for what it is and it's not, you know, it's different from Disney, it's very enjoyable. And I had a good time.
I did as well. You know, we spent a lot of time at Seuss Landing, which was planned. We kind of knew we would. Mm-hmm. And didn't spend as much time in some of the other non-Christmassy parts, but you know, we can spend any time next time, you know, when we go.
Yeah,
you don't have to be so focused on Christmas, but yeah, I really enjoyed myself, so yeah. I would do it again.
It's definitely, when you're talking about like Christmas and theme parks, I think it's probably still pretty underrated, because I think it's enjoyable. If you like Christmas, there's a lot of stuff there.
Mm-hmm. They did have some cute Earl the Squirrel merchandise. Just want to put that out there.
What is he from again? What is his origin again?
He's just, I don't know. I don't remember.
Somebody told me this last year. I know it's a squirrel that Universal does, but they've got a lot of his stuff. I mean, he's a cute squirrel. So.
Yeah. Anyway, so are you good? Anything else you want to share?
Well, the only thing I would mention is if you too would like to get in the Christmas spirit, you should get some fantastic coffee, and you could do that at Expedition Roasters. I know people
that
thought
was
I was
a long.
Well, people thought I was like, "What's he gonna say?" It's like it's not
everybody.
It's not
knew.
The other coffee stuff. So if you go to ctmexpedition.com, you can save 15% off every single order automatically. You don't have to remember promo code or anything, because that link will automatically apply to your order. And you can get, you know, coffee for yourself. You can get coffee as gifts. You can get gift cards. If they have the sampler pack and you don't know which one to get that. And then you can decide which one you'd rather, you know, get a bigger size next time. But they've got there's a new eggnog blend. And then there is some, there's a peppermint one, obviously, that's Christmas one. So the ton of flavors, really good coffee. Really, it's the flavoring they go into is very unique, and it's subtle but good as well. But just good people, good coffee. They've been with us for 2 or 3 years now, and really enjoy it. So again, go to ctmexpedition.com and get yourself or other people Christmas gifts, and enjoy hot coffee or cold coffee in the mornings or wherever you want to drink them. That was general thing, yeah. Just enjoy your coffee. There you go. ctmexpedition.com.
Very good. Thank you very much. Follow us on the socials if you don't already. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Facebook is Capture the Magic Community. Instagram, we are Cap the Magic. Twitter, Cap the Magic. And on TikTok, we are Capture the Magic. So make sure you follow us all over there. What else? What else do we want to mention?
If you want to check out the candles, you can go to 1901candleco.com. Or if you also want to get some shirts, you can go to ctm.show/1901.
Okay.
And also check out the shirts, ctmshirts.com. And yeah, check them out there.
Very good. Thank you very much, Jared, for your input and your wisdom.
Thank you, and you as well. Your wisdom is wisdom.
I'm wisdomous. Wisdomous? I don't know. And thank you, everybody, for watching or listening. And as I always like to say, we will see you in the parks.
Bye.